This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're live inside the Maryland Club at the Xfinity Center. Terps and Michigan State, they tip off in about 2 hours. And it's our pleasure to welcome the athletic director from the University of Maryland, Damon Evans, back to the program. And Damon, thanks as always for joining us. There's a buzz around this place. We were talking off the air. You're pretty fired up for this one.
I am. I'm excited. This is what you live for. If you're a student athlete, you're a basketball player, and you have this type of big time game, this is what you come to the University of Maryland for. And what our team has done, what Kevin has done with the team, and how they've gelled, and the way we're playing and winning up tempo basketball, shooting it well, defending it well. Tonight is a chance to make a huge statement.
Tonight and really the rest of the regular season, you got Michigan next week, but they've been getting, rightfully so, the Terps have been getting a lot of national love recently, one of the hottest teams in the country, winning 8 of 9. The Crab Five, everybody's been really awesome. Leaning into the Crab Five.
It's a cool name, and kudos to those young men. But you know what's impressed me most about that group is they realize that it's not just about them. They talked about their teammates. They talked about how it's more than just the starters and what the other guys have contributed to this team. And that tells you a lot about how they've gelled and how they've come together. So all the accolades that they're getting, it's great right now. It's great for our program. But I'm just excited for the opportunities that we have ahead of us. And I'm glad our fans get to have a team like this and witness these young men play at a high level.
We in the media, we look at the game and it's kind of through like the portal of wins and losses. And obviously you do as well, but this is an increasingly sort of crazy sports landscape where people can get so much from their couch and so much from their phone. And it's always about sort of incentivizing the consumer about, right, why they should come out and go to our game versus doing whatever else they could, go to the movies. You mentioned attractive style of basketball and up-tempo. And I know you can't always kill the portal like you did this year. But is that the kind of thing that you kind of want to be a characteristic of the program? You know, Terge had a kind of a way of doing it. We know Coach Willard's always going to preach defense. But do you think the style of play and attractiveness matters in terms of the whole sort of program and making the whole thing go?
Well, first and foremost, I do hope we kill the portal every year.
Yeah. Well, you destroyed it. You chewed it up and spit it out.
So hopefully, no, Kevin did a good job in the portal. You know, style of basketball is important, but what's most important, you guys, is winning. When you win, people come out. When you're playing an up-tempo type of basketball, when you can shoot the three and do the things that we can do, and you got a big man in Derek Queen coming up the court, taking it behind his back and throwing passes, yes, it adds excitement. So you know what? I want to play the style of ball that's going to be most effective for that particular group that we have, and that's what Willard does. He finds what works for that unit, and this year it happens to be up-tempo, style solid defense, shooting the three, and having some fun.
Wanted to ask you about this. We're talking with Damon Evans, Inside Access, here on the Fan. The basketball team's doing great, but it sounds like the business at Maryland, the business of sports at Maryland, is doing great. You recently had that anonymous $10 million donation, and then today you guys announced that Maggie and Bob Bedingfield donated $1.625 million.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. I have to give credit where credit's due. Our fundraising arm, led by Kirby Mills, has done an outstanding job for us to get the $18 million gift earlier, now follow up with the $10 million anonymous gift, and then the gift today from the Bedingfields is just unbelievable at $1.625 million to go to merit-based scholarships, one in basketball and the other one for all athletic programs. But there's also another piece of it that goes to 1.75 is the total because they've done something with the Maryland Promise Scholarship. So kudos to the Bedingfields for doing that for us. But things are going well right now.
Damon, starting with the top, and Ken mentioned it, there's a buzz around campus right now. Kids have been in the line since 9 o'clock, Jason Yellen was telling us. But
we had to move our cars.
Yeah, exactly. Sold out Xfinity Center. And we know that attendance has been a hot-button topic recently. Kevin Willard spoke about it on the coaches' show on our airwaves on Monday. What have you thought of the attendance this year, the fan engagement, and what can be done to sell out the arena more often?
First, I want to thank our fans who have come out to the games. I believe that we have a great group of fans that support our programs, and so I'm grateful for that. Yeah, there are times in which we'd like to see more. The ones that really create the atmosphere are the students, and so we've got to make sure that we continue to keep our students engaged. We'll have a great crowd tonight. We've got to make sure that we keep our young alumni engaged. So we're doing all kind of things to really try to enhance the game day experience, whether it's the new video board that we put in, the new sound system. We've got to look at doing things, in-game experiences that people enjoy. We've got to make sure that we stay in touch with our students, but we're going to work hard as ever, look at our pricing, look at things to make sure that we have an unbelievable atmosphere like the one you see tonight.
How much does scheduling go into that as well? It feels like there haven't been a lot of Saturday games. And I like the Sundays, like the Ravens are a good organization, right? And the Commanders are now a good organization. So Sundays, if these teams are playing deep into the playoffs, you know, a lot of people are sort of committed to that through their tailgates or just watching the games. And I know the Big East plays, the Big Ten plays all over the place every night. So that's not an issue. But how much thought goes into that? Like, do you try to get more weekend dates? I mean, I'm sure it's competitive, but.
It's interesting. We have some challenges, unlike some of our counterparts in this league. Being in a major metropolitan area, there aren't too many institutions that sit in the heart of an area like we do. We do communicate with the conference office, tell them about the challenges with the Beltway, the challenges, the timing of the games, and having all the major professional teams around us. So we do try to relay that to the conference office. And make no mistake about it, timing of games is significant here at Maryland. So we'll continue to work on that. But there are some things that are just simply out of our control and we can't do anything about. So scheduling good opponents, timing of when we play the opponents, all those factor into our crowd and how this building is filled up.
You mentioned some of the timing, and part of it is because it's now an 18-team conference, and there's teams all over the country. We were joking off the air yesterday. We love the Big Ten commercial where the cities pop up, and we wondered aloud when the expansion happened, would they keep that commercial? Because we liked the commercial, and they did, and you got Oregon and Washington and USC, UCLA. What do you think now that we've been through year one of basketball, almost through year one with the expansion, and do you think it's going to stay at 18? Could it get any bigger?
The way that this world of intercollegiate athletics has been evolving, nothing would surprise me. I think right now we're going to stand pat, but every time we say that, something happens. As far as the Big Ten and how this first year went with basketball, you know, Kevin and I were talking. When you look at that map, you got those way out on the West Coast, and then you got those of us who are way further east. Mm-hmm. So we're going to travel further than the majority of the people that were already in the league, and obviously the four out west are going to travel more than anyone. But you know what? We have to settle in and figure it out, and I think Kevin's done a good job of that. But make no mistake about it. I understand that traveling can be difficult and the timing and so forth, but the way our world is changing, who knows where we'll be traveling next.
Well, Damon, we know the men, they're ranked 16th, but the women, they're 19th, and they've won four or five?
Oh, the women, It's interesting when you take a look. Unfortunately, we've been hit by the injury bug for our women's team, but they've continued to battle. We still are trying to play for a double bye coming up in the Big Ten tournament. We have Indiana tomorrow night, which is a huge game, and then we come back here this weekend to wrap up the regular season against Ohio State. So we need to take care of business there. I have every bit of confidence that we will. And then we head into the tournament. So hopefully we head in with some good momentum and do some of the things that Brenda and women's basketball have always done.
We obviously are here because of a basketball game, and we think of the university a lot of times through the sports programs. But for you to see the institution continue to rise and get the accolades, I hear this. I've got kids at that age, and you keep hearing, you know, who are the premier public Ivies in the country, and Maryland is there. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. When you have a top 20 public institution that you can tout when you're recruiting young men and women to come to this institution, it's just another feather in our cap. I have to give kudos out to our administration. Dr. Daryl Pines has done an unbelievable job with his leadership and continuing to have our university ascend. And being identified as a public Ivy, that's a huge, huge marker for us. So I'm excited to be part of such a great institution and one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
That's really well respected.
There could potentially be a lock in for next year enrolled at the University of Maryland.
Damon, everything would have been signed, sealed, delivered as soon as that email came in. But I don't know. UConn, he's waiting to hear from UConn and NC State.
Let's get this taken care of.
I wasn't going to bring it up. You saw who brought it up. Yeah. It's already a bone of contention in my house.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be at the right place.
I believe so.
Do you care about, back to the basketball, like now that Maryland's getting national attention and you've got like John Fanta saying they're a 4 seed and Andy Katz has them 8th in the country and everybody seems to have them on that 4 line, does that stuff mean anything to you?
Absolutely. When you go into the tournament, the tournament's all about matchups. And that seeding helps out a lot. And if you run the analytics and you say if you're seeded ninth compared to being seeded fourth, what are the chances of a four seed getting to the Sweet 16 compared to a ninth seed? There's a big difference. So those seed lines are significant. Also, location where you may end up playing. So, yes, I do follow that. I like where we are right now, and I believe if we continue to win, we'll only have an opportunity to move up.
Real quick before we let you go, it seems like football things are heating up. And like, but the one kid closed his recruitment. So, like, things are looking up on the football side as well.
You got to give Locks credit. He always pulls a rabbit out of a hat or two or three. He's done a phenomenal job, he and his staff, from recruiting. The number 22 recruiting class, I think we've got, you know, Malik Washington coming in here at quarterback. Zymir, I think it's Smith, Zahir, Mathis. There's so many great players coming. Kids shutting down their recruitment. So I'm excited about to get a chance to see these kids play and what they bring to the table.
Maryland Athletic Director Damon Evans, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are welcome back as long as we win tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do our best.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I've been playing with Selton Miguel at the Y, so see how that goes. We'll come back. We'll get a little more Purple Rain, and what's the future of kicker possibly for the Ravens? We will hear from what Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh had to say yesterday here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.